News, I'm Ben Thomas. On the campaign trail today, former President Trump appeared before the National Association of Black Journalists.
I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country.
But he falsely suggested Vice President Kamala Harris has misled voters about her race.
I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called it repulsive.
It's insulting for anybody. It doesn't matter if it's a former leader, a former president. It is insulting.
The Federal Reserve suggesting its first interest rate cut in 4 years is getting closer.
Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is cooling toward the Fed's 2% goal, and if it keeps edging down,
a reduction in our policy rate could be on the table as soon as the next meeting in September.
Powell notes a moderating labor market.
Strong, but not overheated.
Congress requires the Fed to pursue both stable prices and maximum employment. Powell says a bigger focus on the employment half of that mandate backs the case for a rate cut in coming months.
We're not quite at that point yet.
And for now, the key rate will stay at a 23-year high. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Vermont's governor is calling on residents to stick together as more storms undo cleanup and recovery work from the last major bout of flooding only weeks ago. Peter Banikos at the National Weather Service.
We see rainfall falling on saturated ground, and that's going immediately into a runoff, surface runoff situation rather than being able to percolate into the soils.
As for wildfires, a body's been found in one of five homes destroyed near Lyons, Colorado. 95 large fires are burning across the country. Meantime, Hawaii's governor tells AP the parties involved in the Lahaina wildfire lawsuits against the state, Maui County, and utilities are close to a settlement worth more than $4 billion. This is AP News. The latest action at the Paris Olympics. Guffin Coolbaugh has a roundup.
The U.S. men's basketball team cruised to a 103-86 win over South Sudan in their second game at the Paris Olympics. Bam Adebayo led Team USA with 18 points off the bench. He also grabbed a team-high tying 7 rebounds. Kevin Durant scored 14 points and Anthony Edwards 13. LeBron James finished with 12 points, joining Durant and Carmelo Anthony as the only American players to record 300 points in the Olympics. American Evie Liebfarth won bronze in the women's canoe slalom. Tori Husk won silver for the U.S. in the women's 100-meter freestyle with a time of 52.29 seconds. No American men medaled in either the 200 freestyle or breaststroke. Keaton Jones finished just off the podium in fourth in the men's 200 backstroke. And Canuck Jaw secured the U.S. its best Olympic run in men's table tennis by reaching the last 16. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.